women have to have a career, but at the same time they're having family. They've got to balance both things. And there's only 24 hours in a day. And when you have your child, you want to bond with your child and you need to take time to be with your child. So today, it's very much seen as I have to sacrifice my work or I have to sacrifice time with my child. What I'm hoping will become the norm and the culture in companies and employers is that if a woman has a child, it will become normal for her to take time out, spend time with the child until whether it's 18 months or however long she needs, and to be able to come back in an environment where the employer is supportive and encouraging, and the woman herself doesn't feel guilty about doing that or worried that she has lost her chance at career progression. So in other words, I'm hoping that the detour becomes the norm, everybody supports it, and it will be seen as something which is, yeah, this is just part of my life trajectory. I think the overall aim is work-life alignment. We recognize that employers have a bottom line to meet. They have got goals and business objectives, and that's the primary purpose of work. At the same time, you have employees, and employees have families. They have lives. They have children. And if you do it well, meaning if you're able to design your work, have your HR policies and arrangements in such a way where your employees can fulfill your goals at the same time have a good family life, then that to me is a successful company, which means that it shouldn't be, you measure it not so much by the hours you're in the office, but you measure it by whether you were able to achieve the objectives. And given today's innovations, technology and so on, not all work necessarily has to be done in the office. So we do have flexible work arrangements, flexi load, flexi time, flexi place. And if we can have better HR, more progressive HR, then hopefully we'll be able to see that alignment. And I do hope to, I mean, if you ask what is the outcome I would like to see, I'd like to be able to see employees being able to go home in time to have dinner with their families. They may well choose to do some work after they've had dinner and time with their families, but that's it. Time for the families over the weekends, and also actually uninterrupted time when they are taking the annual leave, where they can actually focus on recharging and coming back more productive rather than doing work whilst you're on leave. The overall approach is we'll map out a broad long-term strategy. About half of that can be addressed by policy. So you can expect some policy changes, policy moves. But given that this has to do with mindsets, it has to do with relationships, has to do with attitudes, and in some cases, emotions, I think we also need whole of society. So I'm asking and calling on all Singaporeans and organizations to work with us on this so that we can change the trajectory of our TFR.
Just a quick question. Are there any measurable goals for the TFR that you're expecting? Are you aiming for like maybe one?
No, I won't put a figure on it. But let's put it this way. What would really, really be good is if we have more babies than we had last year and if our TFR figure is better than it was last year. Anything that's better than last year, I think is positive.